It's Wednesday, January 8th, 2025, and here's the latest in the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Republican lawmakers fast-track a voter ID constitutional amendment. Bird flu is a big concern for the dairy industry, an expert warns. Cases of COVID, RSV, the flu, and norovirus are up. And the Elks wrap up a potato donation challenge. I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center, and here's our top story. At the Capitol, Republican lawmakers are fast-tracking a proposed amendment to the Wisconsin Constitution. Bob Haig takes a look.
It's already state law, but Republicans believe voter ID requires the protection of a constitutional amendment. Representative Pat Snyder is citing poll numbers.
One 2024 poll in the Pew Research Center showing nationwide support of voter ID at 81%. And as our governor just said Monday, it's the will of the people, right?
With the Abundant Life school shooting fresh on everyone's minds, Senator LaTanya Johnson questioned the priorities of the Senate Judiciary and Public Safety Committee.
It is the will of the people that their children are safe. Photo ID isn't safe, but neither are our kids.
Republican lawmakers are in a rush to get the proposed amendment on the statewide ballot in April. At the Capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wisconsin residents shouldn't expect to initiate changes to the state constitution via referendum. Last November, voters statewide approved a pair of elections-related amendments, and they will likely have a voter ID amendment on the April ballot. Governor Tony Evers plans to include language in his state budget to allow citizens to file petitions to the bipartisan Wisconsin Elections Commission to hold statewide votes on amendments and laws. Republican leaders in the legislature are already signaling that that idea is a non-starter with them. Bird flu is becoming a bigger concern as more dairy herds are affected. Dr. Keith Polson, director of the Wisconsin Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratory, says his current level of concern is about 8 or 9 on a scale of 1 to 10.
I think the only thing that makes me go to 10 is that if we start seeing major mutations that will then, like if it goes into pigs or into people. But the reason why I'm still pretty concerned is that if you look at just the economic impact on dairies, it's estimated that the impact per 5,000 cow dairy is about $1 million per month.
Polson notes that while herds in Texas appear to be recovering, the high turnover rate highlights a significant economic impact for the dairy industry. Some healthcare systems in Wisconsin are bringing back face mask requirements. Today, Lynn tells us more.
On Monday, Aurora Healthcare began requiring visitors wear masks when in contact with patients or in areas where people congregate. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services warns of high activity from respiratory illnesses such as COVID, flu, and RSV, and rising case numbers for norovirus. Aurora is making masks available at the entrances of all its locations. In November, UW Health began requiring masks in select high-risk areas of the hospital during the respiratory season, which runs through mid-March. Tad Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Elks have donated tons of taters for people in need. Amy Hockery peels away the story.
Lodges in the Wisconsin Elks Association have donated 17,225 pounds of potatoes to food pantries, shelters, first responders, and other groups who provide meals and help to their communities. Rice Lake Elks Lodge No. 1441 has itself donated over 800 pounds of potatoes to local organizations such as Benjamin's House Emergency Shelter, Nora's Cupboard, We Share Food Pantry, and more. The potato challenge was first issued by past state president Carl Hanke of Wausau Lodge No. 414, who took advantage of a 5 pounds for 99 cents sale at Quick Trip and made the first donations. I'm Amy Hockery.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Wednesday.